We're continuing with the Ramban on the Rambam. And the Ramban had just quoted the Rambam's letter where the Rambam stands up for himself in saying that a woman engaged with money or the equivalent of money is midivrei sofrim, whereas a woman who is engaged with a shtar or bia, that's midoraita, that's biblical. V'yotze midvarav, says the Ramban. Turns out, according to the Rambam, shemitkadeshet bechesef eina biskila. You know, we forgot to mention last time where we were holding. So we're on page Nun Hey in the Frankel editions, page 14 Chaf Aleph in the standard editions. I guess, how do you find it over there? About five lines before the lines get wide in the standard editions, and in the Frankel editions in the right column, 10 lines into the column approximately. Turns out, according to the Rambam, that if a woman gets married the way we all engage our wives, with a ring, with a monetary value, if someone else commits adultery with her, well, there's no death penalty because she's not biblically married to her husband. We're all only rabbinically married, according to Maimonides. Because the only way you could finish off an engagement, according to the Rambam, is if you engage her with a document. Okay, so maybe after chuppah, it's all encompassing. Say that. But I'm just saying, technically, fine, we all have chuppah. No, we have a ksuba. We don't have...
Legal contract.
Say that. No. We get married with kesef. That's how we marry. We don't marry with the shtar.
A legal contract? Like a legal...
It's an excellent question. Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe Feinstein had a big discussion about that. How we view legal marriages. Is there any tzad that it's kedusha shtar? That's a big question. She'en gomer ba el ashtar. Veroi lomar ledato shekidushay shtar tofsim ba. He says, I'll do one better. According to the Rambam, let's say you're standing under the chuppah, and you say, Arei at mekudeshesli betabazo. You engage her with the ring. And then she stands, and she turns around, and she sees her old boyfriend, chum, Harry. And Harry says, Susan, will you marry me? And she looks at you, and she looks at him. And then he runs up and says, with this document, I want you to marry me. And the crowd is in silence. And she says, Harry, I thought you'd never come. And she takes the document. Now, according to the Rambam, you only married her rabbinically. Harry gave her a shtar biblically. You're stuck. Says the Rambam, according to the Rambam, a woman that was engaged with money, with your ring, is only engaged rabbinically. If someone else were to walk in, good old Harry, and hand her a wedding...
Is this why the Rambam says that you have to make the bracha first? You have to say whatever the bracha is for the commission before you actually give the ring. Otherwise,
I don't know.
It says bracha.
Isn't that just because you already did the mitzvah and the Rambam holds you can't make a bracha after a mitzvah and the Rambam holds I'll be Ur Hamet and Al Netilat Lulav.
This is what you're ordering right now.
Why would we say
Al Mitzvah, Al Kiyuma Mitzvah? That's if it's after the fact, like Al Netilat.
Right, but by Kiddushin we don't make an Al.
That's the bracha.
Shekiddushan Mitzvah, the Shekiddushan Al Arusot. I don't know.
Is it possible that the rabbis, with their power, could say that if you're engaged rabbinically, then you can't? A biblical star won't help.
There's a Rashi that seems to go like the Rambam, and then seems to say something along the lines of what you're saying. There is a Rashi. One day you'll see it.
We're learning a sugya now in Pesachim with similar type instances. Where you have rabbinical chametz and zman d'oraita and stuff like that.
Yafeh. Uvetchila yesh lefaresh ha-shita zo v'hi pshuta u'brura. So initially we have to explain this opinion, and it's simple and clear. Dekamrinan bebiya min alan. The Talmud says, how do you know that you can gauge a woman with intimacy? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Beulat Baal, he says, the Torah calls her a woman who has been lived with by a man. Melamed shenaset labaal al yedei bila. So he's described as lived with by her husband. So he becomes her husband through living with her. Amar Rabbi Zera Rabbi Avu, Kurazu Shishana Rabbi. Rabbi Zera fired back at Rabbi Avu and says, do you find what Rabbi said disgusting? I don't understand. Rabbi gave you a different derivation. Why'd you bring a new one? Rabbi said, Uvala, the Torah says, you engage a woman and live with her. So the Torah over there describes that the engagement is through living with her. Why do you bring me a different verse, which that verse describes her as married to the husband who lives with her? Why didn't you bring me the original verse? He engages her and lives with her. Imehatam, the Talmud answers, if I would have derived from there, I would have thought that there's a two-step process. Number one, engage. Number two, live together. So the pasuk that describes engage and live, the way Rebbe says that, we didn't want that to be the source that you can engage through living with her. The other verse that says he's married, he's her husband who lived with her, is more clearly describing that he becomes her husband through living with her. Kamash Malan, that's what the other pasuk taught me. Klomal, says the Ramban. Being that the pasuk says, when a man engages a woman and lives with her, then kichala bekesef. And the simple reading of the verse, he takes the woman means he engages her with money. That's what we said. Kikach means to engage with money. Ilu lo nemar pasuk acher lilmod mimenu kiddushei biyah. If I would have not had a different verse to derive this concept that you can engage a woman through living with her, I would have said that what the Torah is telling me is, ki kachi shisha. If a man engages a woman, how? The kesef. That part of the pasuk is talking about step one. You engaged her with money. Uve ala, and then the next word says, and he lives with her. I would have understood. That's step two. Uve pachod mishtehin, and if you would do less than those two, engage with money, and then live with her. And aniknet, then you didn't engage her. That's what I would have thought had I derived it from that pasuk. That's why the pasuk has to say a woman whose husband lived with her to describe that he became her husband through living with her, to teach me that living with her alone, shehi kona, that can make her engaged him, and to teach us as well, now it also teaches us the concept of engaging through money. That when the Torah says you engage a woman with money and live with her, it's not two steps of the same process, but two options that each one on its own consummates the marriage. Each one on its own, either with money or with living with her, they are engaged. Okay, this is going to be long here. One second. Where's a good point to stop? This is going to be long. I think we're going to have to stop and start again with the Gemara. With their Gemara and their Ramban, because otherwise it'll take another 10-15 minutes. That's not fair. We have to go on to the other learning. We have to pause here. We could find a good stopping point, but it won't be as good. It's better off to redo this next week. Okay?
From where?
So we'll start again from.